This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be with you all again. I am even more excited for this conversation with one of my students, one of my favorite students. She has been with us for a while. Maria, how are you, hon?
I'm good. I'm good, teacher Tiffany. Thank you for having me today.
Of course, of course. I love these conversations and I enjoy getting to know you guys even more. So, Maria, I know you well. But can you introduce yourself? Let's start off. Those listening and watching, they want to know about you. Maria, who are you? Where are you from? What are your hobbies? Tell us more about you, Maria.
Sure. I'm Maria Jovita dos Santos. My preference name is Jovita. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Angola, mm-hmm. Africa. Mm-hmm. I currently live in the U.S., Maryland State, the mm-hmm. same state with Tiffany. Mm-hmm. My official language is Portuguese.
Nice.
And my hobby, I enjoy going to the gym.
Yes.
I play with my nephews. We play Uno. And sometimes just I like to reading and watching Teacher Tiffany's videos because I need to improve my English.
I love it. I love it. Now, you mentioned that you love playing Uno with your nephews. I love Uno. I play it with my nieces, too. Let me ask you this question, Maria. Do you let them win or do you beat them?
We beat each other. We do.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, uh-huh. We did play yesterday, but we beat each other because no one wanna like lose. Everybody wanna win, so we beat each other. We do.
Okay. We do. I think kids really benefit from having their aunts around. So I'm glad you're able to play with them. And you mentioned, Maria, you like reading books. What kind of books do you like reading?
So it's really just, I like to read like a meditate Bible.
Yes.
Bible and watch your videos.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, Maria, you've been with me for quite a while, and we're going to kind of get into that story. But I want to ask you this. When did you start studying English, Maria, and why? You said you speak Portuguese, which is already an amazing language. So why did you start studying English and when?
Since I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, high school, we always have a subject like English.
Yeah.
And then I decided to take an English course individually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an English course. For a while, but then I give up because it was too hard for me.
Yeah.
For me, I was thinking like English is too hard.
Yeah.
You write differently, pronunciation is different. So I decided to stop.
Uh-huh.
But when I stopped at school, my teacher noticed that I'm not improving anymore. And he was asking me, Maria, why your English is too down right now?
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't go to course anymore. Why? You have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep going. I say, no, English is too hard because I'm not doing anything. I stopped for a while. Since I was in high school, I stopped. I wasn't learning English anymore. And suddenly I came in US. Everything changed. And can you imagine? When I came, I was deaf. I couldn't understand what he was saying, and it was difficult for me. And I was going to school here, and after COVID, I have to study at home. But the thing, I decided to join to join the academy. When I started, when after COVID, I stayed home, and I was seeing like something is missing on me. Something was missing. Like I always say, what was missing is motivation. Yeah, I wasn't motivated to speak English. And then scrolling my phone, and I was watching different teachers just on YouTube. And one day I came across with your video. I watched the video. You say, I'm from Maryland. I am a Christian, and you know why I decided to teach English. My goal is to teach like 1 million student English, everything like that. And you said I was working on Nelson. I stopped because I asked God like to tell me what I have to do. You know, everything like, and all this your presentation caught my attention. I really, let me follow Dr. Tiffin. And you say if you wanna follow me or become my student, you can click the link and join me. So I did it. I remember it was on 2021. I joined your group. I joined some classes. But the thing is, I wasn't know how to join the Telegram group. And the thing just happened. I was sick. I was needing money, something like that. And I stopped. I wasn't following you anymore. I stopped. But inside on me, something was missing. Motivation. I need to study English to focus more. And 2022, I decided, I said, this is the time for me to join Teacher Tiffany Academy. And I joined the group, Telegram group, and everything changed.
Oh,
I
I'm
feel
so happy.
motivated.
Yes.
I feel everything like, you know, because Telegram group is helpful. You know, many students share the videos. You can watch the videos. You learn something. And this one, I was like, okay, this is a time to improve my English. I'm very good.
I love it. I love that, Maria. I like how you said, I'm glad you liked my lessons and you came in. But what really hit home for you, the Telegram group, the family that we have, right? Like, it really makes a difference. You're gonna say something else? Go ahead, you can add. What are you gonna say?
Say it again, please.
Oh, I thought you wanted to add something. No, I thought you wanted to add
No,
something.
I'm saying yes. Yeah, I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Well, good. I'm glad. I really am glad that family members have continued to motivate you and encourage you. And you've improved so much. I was just listening to you and just amazed because your English is really good, Maria. Your English is really, really good. So I'm very proud of you.
And you know, when I started learning, oh, I joined the group with different classmates. And you know, when I learned one vocabulary word, I need to practice. I need to practice. And sometimes I'm speaking by myself. Everything is in my mind. I can speak by myself. I'm like, oh, no one is here. No one gonna say, why are you talking to yourself? Why are you talking like? Because it's you feel like, oh, I'm in the right place. This is a good place, yeah. I
I
think
love it.
so.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so you said that, you found my lessons, you joined the academy, you paused for a little bit, but then you came back and you found a Telegram group and now you're motivated. So I can tell you're enjoying it. Let me ask
Thank
you
you.
this, Maria. At this point in time, your English is good. You understand what I'm saying and you can express yourself. What is the hardest thing for you right now? Because those watching this interview or listening to it, they're probably going to be curious. Maria speaks so well. What are your challenges right now, Maria?
I can say my challenge right now is how to use preposition. I really have a difficult to use preposition. Yeah, it's been difficult for me. And sometimes to use verbs in past tense. Yeah. In present, I can know, but sometime in the future I do. But past tense a little bit hard for me. So when I'm talking, I know this part, I know that, oh, I have a difficult to use preposition. So I have to focus more on preposition. And sometimes also use this verb on past tense. It's difficult for me. So I have to focus more to read or to learn verbs on past tense.
All right. I think you're better than you realize. I want to say that. I think you're better than you realize. And I say that because when you watch this video over again, you'll realize you're not making a lot of grammar mistakes. Like, again, like when I say your English is good, I'm not just saying that because you're my student. Your English is really good, Maria. And I want to encourage you. Yes, it's always good to improve, but don't tell yourself, these aren't good. I'm still not good in this. My preposition are wrong. Because again, you're expressing yourself right now. I understand everything you're saying. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. It's always good to continue improving, but you're doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right.
Thank
So
you.
now, Maria, tell those listening. Now, I have two main programs. I have the Daily English Lessons membership and the Speak English Like a Native program. Speak English Like a Native is more for the advanced students, but I want to know, can you tell us which program or programs you're a part of? I know, but for those listening, which program are you a member of?
I'm on Speak English with Tiffany Academy.
Speak English like a native. Now,
Like, yeah.
like a
Not
native.
like a native, no.
The Daily English Lessons.
Academy.
So
Yes.
exactly. When you came in, it was called the Academy, and then we kind of updated the name to
Oh,
Daily
you did. Oh,
Lessons.
I didn't know.
That's okay. You've been
I
with us
didn't
so
know.
long. It's okay.
Right.
You've been with us. So what do you enjoy most about being a part of the program?
I can say the people. People in the group, Telegram group. And I can say I enjoy everything when I'm watching the videos, like every single week, because I have one by one, Monday, Tuesday. I know sometimes I don't follow the rule. Sometimes
I'm
I
gonna give
don't
you a
follow
yellow
the rule.
card. I'm playing, it's okay.
No. No yellow card, because you know what? Because the greatest thing, even I didn't follow the rule, I can learn on Telegram group. This is the classmate, they always send the something they do
They
learn,
do.
like, oh, I have learned this vocabulary word. I learned this one, so I want to share with you. I
Exactly.
do learn. I
Exactly.
follow everything. I listen and I write it down. So everything is nice. Sometimes I can just sit and get my laptop, search it up, like phrasal verbs,
Yes.
idioms, all this kind of thing. So that's
Yes.
why I said I am motivated, because when
Good.
I click on Telegram group or someone send this one, I learn, and sometimes I see by myself, just I want to learn something. I
Yeah.
want to do this. I want to watch that. So everything is nice.
I love it.
Good.
I
Yeah,
love it. I
yeah.
love it. Yes, I'm always very encouraged. Like sometimes I'll pick up my phone and I'll just check on you all, right? Our Telegram group is really for the students to kind of interact with each other, right? So the teachers don't necessarily speak a lot in the group, but I'm always looking at the messages and I'm always excited to see, yes, they're practicing good. They're enjoying studying English. So good. I love it. I love it. Now, how has your life changed after speaking English?
My life changed. I can say he changed a lot. Yeah, because English is not, we cannot say, I cannot say English is so hard and it's not easy, but sometimes it's good when you are motivated to learn a language and you feel like, oh, I can do this, I can do that, because I am motivated. I want to learn more. So my life have changed a lot. A lot, because sometimes I can sit, I'm not doing anything, but I don't like, I'm not like thinking to learn something today, because every single day we need to learn something new. Yeah, we need to learn something new. When you see, oh, I see sometime when I see one word, I don't know the meaning, I can just get my phone and search it up. I do know the meaning. So I can say how my life changed a lot since I joined the your a teacher just speak English like a it's I sometimes I'm confused how to say like
I
speak
know, it's okay.
English with Tiffany Academy. Everything has changed on me. And you know, I have my nephews. Yes, sometimes they do help me. When you say something you didn't pronounce correctly, they can tell me, and it's not like that. You have to say it like this. So
That's
sometimes
good.
even me when I learn something that I ask them, I wanna see if they know. I wanna do something just to practice my English. And I can ask them in the same time they can tell me, oh, it's like this, like that. But you know, kids, they don't learn that much idiom. Oh, no. Yes, sometimes I can ask them, let them know, I don't know the meaning. Can you tell me? And I can explain to them.
That's
So in
good.
this way, I practice my English with them. So,
That's good. I like that. Teaching helps you learn a lot too. Excellent. Good.
Yes, and I can teach them, they can teach me, you know.
Yes.
And I learned one expression last 2 or 3 days is idiom. They say, scratch my back and I will
Yes.
scratch yours. I don't know if
Yes.
I say correctly.
You did. What does
Yes.
scratch my back and scratch and I'll scratch yours? What does that mean?
So the way I said, like when you don't know something, someone else knows, and you can help her and she can help you on what you
Exactly.
don't know. So as I said, like I can ask my nephews if I don't know this phrase or the vocabulary word, they're gonna teach me, and I can ask them. Since they don't know, I can tell them the meaning. So
Exactly. You
scratch
help
my
each
back.
other out. Yes.
Right,
I
we
love
do.
it. I love it.
We
Okay, so
do.
your nephews are helping you. You're helping them. You're teaching them. What's your dream then? It seems like you're really excited and happy with your life right now. What is your dream regarding English?
I knew you were gonna ask me this question. I didn't prepare my answer already. I knew it. So my dream, I always say my dream, English always was my first language I always loved. So my dream right now is to speak English like a native. Yeah, this is my dream, to speak like a native
I love it.
English speakers. And I know it's not easy. And it's not hard. I know I'm not gonna speak like 100% like them, because sometimes you know they speak the speakers is always different. But I know my goal right now is to speak English like a native,
Yes.
and I need to improve my pronunciation. I need to change my pronunciation. I need to speak like Americans. I need to use Americans' pronunciation. And since I'm here, I know I will do it.
I like
I
that.
will.
Yes, that's right. You will do it. I believe in you. I
We'll
love
do
it.
it.
Okay, so
I
you
will.
seem so optimistic, Maria. And I know those listening and watching are able to understand how excited and passionate you are about English. So if you were to give some advice to another English learner, what do you think is the most important thing for an English learner to remember? Where you are right now, you're able to express yourself, but what would you tell someone else? What's the most important thing for an English learner to remember, in your opinion?
So, for my opinion, I can say there's a practice. The practice. Since you're learning English, if you don't practice your English, you will lose it. Yeah, everything you learn, you will lose, because when you we do, doing something, and you're not practicing. So my advice for them, for all learners like me, I became a motivated. So the same thing I'm gonna tell you. Don't give up. Since we have our Telegram group, keep practicing, keep going. Since you don't know how to say, how to pronounce, but don't give up. Every single day, keep going and keep practicing your English, because the practice is the key. Yeah, I can say the practice is the key. If you don't practice what you learn, you will lose that.
I agree. Great advice. Yes, practice is so important. Practicing is so important. Great advice. Great advice.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you ask any question you have for me. Do you have any questions? Now, I know you know me well, but are there any questions you want to ask me, Maria?
Yes. My question is, how many friends do you have? Korea, because I always watch your videos. This is my second video I watch. You have a friend. One of them was Martha. I think it's Martha. Interview. I see Martha is a teacher. She was or she still, I don't know. And another teacher, don't remember the name. He's a teacher from Korea too. So
yeah.
I would like to know how many friends do you have from Korea and how do you become a friend then?
Great question. This is a question I've never received before. Thank you. I like this question. So when I went to Korea, I was a missionary English teacher. So I actually went to Korea. Again, those that are watching us, I am a Christian. And there was a large group of us. So we met in Korea. In our group, there were about 40 people. And we're all still close. We all still know each other very well. So when I initially went to Korea, that group and I, we were together for orientation. Like they introduced us to how to teach and the classrooms and things about Korean culture. So our group of 40 people, we hung out a lot. We spent lots of time together, like when we had vacations. So we were very close. But I stayed for 10 years. So even after friends from that group went back to their home countries, I was still in Korea. So then I met another group of friends. So Mart, I actually met her during the last 3 years of my time in South Korea. That's when I met Mart. So yes, I have actually quite a lot of friends from Korea. We were all missionary English teachers. So yeah, I have quite a few friends and we met because we went there. Everyone went because first, we wanted to help others. And second, we also wanted to share the love of God with other people because God means so much to us. We were like, hey, we want other people to experience this joy. So we'll teach English and those that are curious, we'll tell them about God. So yeah, it was a great experience. Great question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Last question, I think so. You was teaching English. So is the English about God or just teaching English for students?
Great question. Great question. So the way our program was set up, we had six levels. The first two levels were beginner, second two levels were intermediate, and the last two levels for advanced students, right? And so for that program, we weren't teaching the Bible, but at the beginning of every class, we would read a Bible verse. And then we'd break it down and explain it to the students. We'd go over the words, we'd go over the meaning for maybe about 5 minutes. And then the remaining 45 minutes of the class was just on English. We talked about pronunciation. We talked about conversation skills. We even went over some sentence patterns to help students speak English. Now, those classes were at a set price from the school that we worked at. But then we offered Bible study in English for an extremely low price. For example, imagine for 2 months, Monday to Thursday, every day for a regular class, I think was around $300 at that time. But if you wanted to take a Bible class where you just learned English by studying the Bible, it was $50. So a very big difference, right? So a lot of students, they weren't Christians, but they wanted to practice English. So they would come to our classes, our Bible classes, and I had many students that were atheists, different beliefs, but we had a great time together because I'd tell them Bible stories and we discussed them and they were able to give their opinions. So that's how our program was set up.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. Yeah. Any other questions? Only those two?
I don't know. I'm thinking here about.
It's okay. I mean, you know a lot about me. You don't have to. It's okay. No pressure.
Right.
No pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
I know a lot about you. You are a foodie person. So
yes, I do enjoy food.
The greatest part I like to hear from you when you say, I am a foodie. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I really enjoy good food. I really enjoy. Okay, I have one last question then before we end. You said you're from Angola. Tell us one thing. For example, if we ever get the opportunity to travel to Angola, What's one dish you would say we have to try?
Oh, okay. The one dish you have to try, I can say I love, I like the most. I like many dishes, but I can tell you try fumbwa
Fumba, okay.
and funsh.
Funsh,
Fumbwa,
okay. Uh-huh.
funsh, and we call the fish, we eat with fish. So
Uh-huh.
the fish is a bacalhau. We
Uh-huh.
call makayabu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call makayabu.
Makayabu,
so,
is that right? Makayabu.
Yes. Yeah, it's a fish.
You're a good teacher.
It's a good. Fish. Yeah, we have a lot of dish. You can eat cassava.
Mm-hmm.
Cassava too. I think you know cassava.
I do. I like it.
Yeah, you do know cassava.
Yeah.
And we have another dish, kalulu.
Uh-huh.
We call kalulu. It's a nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, those listening and watching, you heard the dishes she said that we have to try if we ever go to Angola. So I'll definitely
right.
try those dishes. Well, Maria, thank you so much. I enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for the time, hon.
Oh, thank you, Teacher Tiffany. I really appreciate it.
Of
really,
course.
Really. I was waiting for this time, you know. I was like, when the day you say like one-on-one conversation, and when I looked at you, was full of. Was like, oh my
God. I know. They go so fast.
Really fast. And you
yeah.
know, the day you sent this one, it was last Friday.
Yeah.
When I see it, I had my phone. When I see it, I just jumped. I
Smart.
Was like, oh, let me get it. This is opportunity. This is my opportunity right now. Really just take it.
I love
it. Thank you for this time.
Yeah, oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You. I will keep learning my English.
Good.
I can tell you it's not. It wasn't easy for me. You know, it's not my first language, but I can.
That's right. You can do it and you're doing well. And I'm proud of you.
Thank
and I know
you.
The other members are.
Thank you. I will
you're
keep
welcome.
Learning.
I love it. I love it.
And
well, Maria,
my pronunciation.
That's right. That's right. Well, Maria, I hope you have a great day, honey. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.